with today's top stories. I'm Tonata Kadila. Namibia has officially joined the African Continental Free Trade Area with a launch ceremony at the Walvis Bay Salt Warehouse, led by the Ministry of International Relations and Trade. The event marked the start of the country's participation in intra-Africa trade. Here's the Trade Ministry's Executive Director, Penda Nanda.
For us in Namibia, there are many products we can offer the African market. Previously, we were focusing on doing business with America as well as the EU and the UK and China and so on. But I think the market itself is in Africa if we want to succeed as a country. It has been very difficult for us to market our products to the United States or to the European Union. Take, for example, a container leasing today going to Ghana, for example. It is more expensive than ascending to New York or to London. And so this market, the African market, is going to make that easier for us to make it not only cheaper but also viable.
Political analyst Dr. Ndumba Kamwanya says that President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah's first 100 days in office are too short to assess her leadership fairly. He pointed out that early controversies have overshadowed her administration's start, making it challenging to predict her long-term governance. Future Media's Hertha Ekanjo reports.
Kamwanya pointed to controversies that involved two key appointed cabinet members. He noted public concern over Minister of Health Esperanza Luvindao's qualifications and citizenship status, and the controversy around former Minister of Agriculture, Fisheries, Water and Land Reform McAlbert Hengari, who was arrested in connection with an alleged rape case. Kamwanya said these incidents highlighted a failure in the president's vetting process.
So I think because of that, distracted her to really focus on trying to ensure that 100 days are more productive.
Over in South Africa, Action SA says it will not be influenced by other parties in deciding whether to support a motion of no confidence in President Cyril Ramaphosa. Action SA's Ethel Trollope says the party remains a constructive opposition in parliament and committed to good governance.
We have been inundated over the weekend with requests about what our position would be if a motion of no confidence was brought against President Cyril Ramaphosa. One of the members of the GNU has now had enough of the GNU, and they're wanting to corral other political parties in parliament to support this motion of no confidence.
And India's junior minister for civil aviation says all angles will be investigated when asked specifically about the possibility of sabotage.
While referencing videos that emerged of the crash where the plane appears to lose thrust very soon after takeoff, the comments come as the Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau is probing the crash. Investigators have started scanning through the black box data for clues. The minister has also claimed that until the probe is over, it would be premature to comment on the cause of the crash. The London-bound Air India flight crashed earlier this month within a minute after takeoff from the western Indian city of Ahmedabad. The incident is the worst plane crash in India in decades, leading to the death of more than 260 people. 241 of them were passengers and crew. Kshitij Nagar, New Delhi.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.